Welcome to Fire and Ashes. It's been a while since we sat here and I've talked to you, and I've missed this. I'm probably going to try to go a little bit more in depth this time around and try to stay on it. I'm sorry if there's a background hum. I'm working on the kinks still. But yeah, so if anyone's not familiar with anything I've said in previous episodes, Fire and Ashes is representative of the Phoenix. My favorite mythological creature. What it stands for, what it does, the rebirth, you know, like it speaks to me. So it's kind of where this episode is coming from. It's a rebirth. It's a new me. I'm gonna go ahead and try to get you guys updated on the things that have been going on in my life and what the future of this podcast may hold. So, take a quick break here, and I will be back. Okay, and we are back. Hopefully the hum's gone. Stress. So when I left you last, well, it was about a year and 8 months ago. It's been a while. Moved twice. One situation was supposed to be for about 4 to 5 days, and it ended up being 14 months. So that was interesting. Moved in with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law. It was a humbling experience, to say the least. Stressful for me and my family. But, you know, it's life. That's what life is. Roll with the punches. Career-wise, I'm still where I was before. Dispatcher for local law enforcement agency. It's a wonderful, wonderful job. I wouldn't trade it for anything right now. The benefits and everything are fantastic, and I enjoy what I do. It's the hardest job I've ever done by a long shot. But the stress stays at work. When I'm home, I'm home. I can enjoy my time with my family. I'm not constantly thinking about what's coming the next day. So I wouldn't trade that for anything. And speaking of family, just had twins, identical twin boys, born last month. So whatever the future of this podcast may be, I'm sure they'll come up. So my little 2.5-year-old daughter now has two little brothers, and wow. 5 years ago, if you told me that I'd have 3 kids in 5 years, I probably would have looked at you like you had 12 heads. Not saying that it's a bad thing. I love my family, and I wouldn't change anything. I love it. But 5 years ago, I wouldn't have necessarily thought I'd even be a father yet. So it's been a shift in mentality, and let me tell you, I'm still fairly young. You know, I turned 27 this year, later this year. So So on the young side, but wow. Yeah, so that's really it for the last year and 8 months or so. Like I've been just going through the motions, and I'm trying to get back on some creative track. And that's why I'm revisiting here. I want to dip my toe back in the water and see where it takes me. We'll go ahead and pause here for just a second, and I'll see you guys back. Yeah, so speaking of creative, I mentioned that I consider myself a writer. I probably haven't done much of that in the last 2 years, honestly. It's been a while. I've been trying to find time, but time is fleeting, man. I don't even know where the days go, honestly. I have so much I want to do, and it just doesn't happen. Big part of the problem, big headache of mine right now is not having a computer. So my writing either has to be done on an iPhone or I have to handwrite everything, and I've filled up notebooks, let me tell you, but I lose them too, so it doesn't do you a lot of good if you don't know where you put them, you know. So yeah, I've done a few creative writing things. You know, like prompts and stuff like that. I've been contemplating getting in doing like some draft together, some sort of resume, and trying to get just some freelance stuff going. I love my job, but I'd love to do something different too. I'd love to write. If I could go back and tell college Josh that, hey, one day you're gonna really wish you had stuck with these creative writing classes and everything. Maybe you could have a little bit under your belt. I'd probably look at myself like I was crazy. Time management is a big part of it. I've gotta figure out a way to fit everything into a day, you know? Like, and find time for myself. The time for myself, I usually end up spending doing meaningless wastes of time and effort, but it's a learning curve. I'll get there. But I want to get back on my book. I have this book sitting in my head, and I think about it all the time. It's so strange. I have a world in my head, not too different from our world. It's not like I've created Middle Earth or anything, but I have a world in my head with characters that are so real, people that I know better than I know myself, and I can't share it with anyone because I can't get it out on the paper. You know, like I want to share it. I know there'll be people that appreciate it. Like it's. I don't know what crowd it'll hit. And that's a big part of it. Like one of my friends who was also doing creative writing told me I needed to nail down the elevator plot, is what he called it. You know, if you have the time of an elevator ride to explain to someone what your story is, what is it? But I just feel like it's so much. It started out as a short story, and like I've got at least three books in my head. So, and then I'm so worried about being convoluted and rambling and turning into one of the authors that I make fun of all the time. So, that anxiety really, I think, hinders me. But I found an old typewriter, so even if I can't repair my computer or get a new one, maybe I can get this typewriter fixed up, and that'll be something I've always wanted to Kick it old school. Yeah, so we've got a little bit more I wanted to talk about. This episode should be fairly brief. Just want to kind of get everything caught up. So we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for sticking around. All right, welcome back. So yeah, I mentioned anxiety a little bit. It's something that in the last year or so I've definitely been struggling with, depression, anxiety. I refuse to have myself medicated for it. It's not, I don't know, I don't feel like anything I have is serious enough to be medicated. I've spent the majority of my adolescence and early adulthood on a pill regimen that would rival some geriatric people in retirement homes. And I feel like it's caused me a great deal of hurt and not a lot of help. Not that I don't think that those medications can be useful and that there are people that genuinely need them. Chemical imbalances and other mental illness is serious, but I feel like so much of the mental health community barely knows more about it than the average person, and so they're just guessing. They're just throwing pills at people in increasing doses, hoping that, oh, this will be the answer. Like, I do see a therapist, but I'm not on any sort of medication for anything. One of the things my therapist told me the last time that kind of stuck with me, you can't medicate life away. And that really hit a nerve, because it made me think of all those pills and everything I took as a kid. And did any of these doctors that I sat there and talked to, did any of them ever acknowledge that maybe the reason I was upset, maybe the reason I was depressed, maybe the reason that I was having problems, they were legitimate things that human beings should be upset by? And maybe making me feel numb to the entire world isn't the answer? Like, I still feel like I have of residual effects. I don't know how to properly respond to certain emotion. Well, yeah, I don't know how to properly respond to emotion, period. But even, like, just certain outside stimulus. Like, my wife always jokes because I don't get excited for things. She says I give her the most stress when she gives me gifts at holidays because she can never tell if I actually like it. I'm like, that's pretty much what I sound like. It's true though. Like, I just don't know how to properly respond because that period of adolescence and everything that you're really learning how the world works and how to interact with it. You're not a child anymore who doesn't see repercussions for yelling inside of a quiet room. You know, like. You're learning how society functions, and I spend it numb. I spend it without any emotion, and being told every time I had emotion to just stuff it down, get rid of it, put it away where no one can see it. So yeah, so I have been dealing with some depression and severe anxiety, but I'm trying to just give myself resources to get through it. I don't feel like it's necessary for me to load up on chemicals. All right. Well, we'll take a brief pause after my rant on depression, and I will see you guys in a minute. Alright, welcome back. Alright, the next little section I have outlined for myself is religion, and I'm not really sure where I wanted to go. If you've listened to my previous episodes, you'll know that I am a Christian. I'm a Calvinist. That doesn't mean that if you're not those things, you shouldn't listen to me. Doesn't mean that if you're not those things, then I don't want to talk to you. Like I'm very open. I like to hear from other people and other beliefs and other ideas. I just ask that any conversation be civilized. I don't do any of the screaming, name-calling arguments. We can disagree on everything. Like, we could literally have complete opposite worldviews, and I'd still love to have a conversation with you. Because I like to know where people come from, why they believe the things they do. Like, it doesn't invalidate my beliefs, and my beliefs shouldn't invalidate anybody else's. Like, if I can show you truth behind what I say, then I would love for me to have the words and the ability to convey truth, but that doesn't mean that I'm gonna force anything down your throat, so to speak, or that I hate you or despise you because you believe something different. Like, that's fine. Or live a different lifestyle from me, that's fine. Like, I'm not. I'm not ever gonna claim that I'm perfect. I don't expect perfection from anybody in my life. Why would I expect perfection from a stranger? But yeah, so I'm sure it'll come up again. My last episode was about meditation. I have a deep love for Eastern religion, for Taoism and Hinduism especially. I Hinduism's such a beautiful religion. The writings and the poetry of the religion is just beautiful. And Eastern religion gets something right that Western religion just completely loses in spirituality. Like that, it's so important. It's such an important aspect of religion, and Western civilization writes it off, and anyone who is too spiritual gets looked at like they've got 43 eyes and a forked tongue. But yeah, so I'll probably end up revisiting that meditation episode and redoing it because I do know that I ramble bad. I just get off on tangents and go, and I know that I didn't talk about the things I wanted to talk about in that episode, and I talked about things that I didn't want to talk about in that episode. So, bad editing. I'm still new at this, so if anyone, I ask that you give me a chance. I'll get better as I go. Still trying to figure out exactly where I'm going. I don't know what audience I'm trying to hit here. I don't know that I really care. I want to use this as a creative outlet. So if anyone just likes to listen to creative people talk about what's on their mind or whatever, like that's what I intend to do. I just, use this as a platform to kind of just work my brain through thoughts and ideas and interests and hobbies. We're just gonna go ahead and roll through. Yeah, that's kind of the future of this podcast. I hope I've got some friends that I'm probably gonna rope into maybe doing some discussions about things where we can get our joint ideas out there and see where it goes. But yeah, I love this app. I love how I've got a platform. So much of my life I've spent thinking that nobody hears me, and if I see, just knowing that I can publish something and someone can stumble upon it, and maybe something I say resonates, like that to me is worth everything. Like I'm excited for it. I'm excited to get serious about it maybe and really put some effort into it. Give my brain some sort of creative outlet because I feel like I've been stumbling there. So I hope you join me on the ride. Shoot me a message, leave me a comment if you got any questions, anything like that. I'd love to hear them. I'd love to maybe do an episode with one of you guys listening, you know, like if you want to talk through some things. So thank anyone that listened to this episode. Thank you for listening to my ramblings. I've reborn from the ashes here, you know. I left this in kind of a shamble. I had high hopes for it and just kind of dropped the ball. So I'm hoping I can pick the pieces back up and get moving. So thank you guys for listening and taking some brief time out of your day. And I will see you guys soon.